Libra, Leo, Cancer,
Ralph,
Charles,
Paul,
Larry,
Joel,
Chuck.
Just for this week and one week only, I'm a Pisces.
Me? I think I'm going to be Taurus.
The Bull.
That's right.
Now we're going to have to come up with personality quirks that would befit those new signs, as opposed to Cancer and Sagittarius, our own real signs.
I can do without. I'll be all right.
Welcome to Astrology Talk, Chuck and Joel. No, it's Have You Never Been Mellow?
With Chuck and Joel. And for the next couple of hours, as we usually do at Sundays, we ask you to, pull up the easy chair. Place yourself into the comfortable easy chair.
That's right. Make pulling up the easy chair the only strenuous activity you do for the next couple hours.
No exertion needed beyond that. Place your feet up on the hassock and then prepare to be mellowed.
To chill.
Next couple hours, we'll play music of a soft and easy on your brain variety from all over the musical map in the last 25-35 years.
Yeah, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s will be in full effect.
No today, though. And no. We're going to go to 1970 now for The Doors. This is from Morrison Hotel, right? Yeah, Morrison Hotel.
Yeah.
This is called Blue Sunday, The Doors on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
And told me I
Talk about your Floyd Kramer going on there.
Makes me want to go do some banking somewhere locally.
I feel like taking out a new insurance policy.
Some oak furniture is in order. Ann Murray.
And Broken Hearted Me from 1979. I think, yeah, 79. And before that, The Doors, Blue Sunday from 1970.
Both songs, which are clearly fixed in my memory.
That Doors tune was a big thing on WXRT in Chicago.
I believe so. Yeah, it's progressive and kind of,
but easy on the ears.
Yeah, very easy on the ears. Plus, dude, it's the Doors, man.
Well, yeah.
Whoa. All right. Nobody else is playing this one. We're playing the Doors.
The Doors.
A 2-minute Doors song before the news.
It's the one that comes right after Peace Frog.
Yeah.
A groovy little number.
Solid.
Well,
we played The Doors.
No, well, yes.
And classic rock continues here on Have You Never Been Mellow?
Of a different stripe, we're going to talk about classic rock that actually refers to Ancient Kings.
By one of the more classic of classic rock groups, the Pink Floyd.
From a time when they were not as classic as, well, the tracks that are embraced by heavily played oldies radio in this world.
No, actually, they were kind of struggling, floundering for identity, and were picked up kind of as stringers to do a movie soundtrack. 1969, Barbe Schrader, German director, was doing a film called More, and or was it Michelangelo Antonioni? No, he was doing Zabriskie Point. They were doing a lot of soundtrack stuff. Yeah, Barbe Schrader. Anyhow, Pink Floyd hold themselves up in a German hotel, drank a lot of beer, and wrote the entire soundtrack over, I believe, the course of a weekend. And it's got some of their most enduring and pleasant melodies on it. Concert staples for years and years and years afterwards. But it's all pre-Dark Side of the Moon, so who knows?
It's all in the
music. It's lost in the murky mist of time.
It's in the mystery zone that does not get touched by your standard classic rock radio, because it's not your standard classic rock, for one.
Yeah, but it is groovy. It is really cool. The song is Cymbeline.
Named for, you were telling me,
a mythic king of England. Here's the deal. I think he may have been the founder of London. I'm not sure. Founded one of the major cities on the Isle.
And a Shakespearean play was written after him. We were discussing
lived
Shakespeare.
In a cave.
High-mindedly discussing Shakespeare in here.
Anyhow, yeah, speaking of high, you know, it features very prominently in the lyrics as well. You can take that as a double entendre if you wish. This is Cymbeline.
From 1969, it's Pink Floyd on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Time, symbolize, please wake me. picture plain. The leaves are heavy around your feet. You hear the thunder of the train. Suddenly it strikes you that they're moving into range. And Doctor Strange is always changing size. And it's high time, symbolize. It's high time, symbolize. Please wake me.
I'm
in spite of ourselves, we were singing along with that. Ebony and Ivory. Paul McCartney with special guest help from Stevie Wonder.
Well, I just can't help on the vocal improv going on at the end. There was Paul McCartney, the Beatle, most enamored with random woos and oohs and doo-doos, and Stevie Wonder just given to generally vocalizing any thought that comes through.
Yeah, when you're a sheep farmer, you will become enamored of random doo-doos. Before the
Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee as a solo artist, just in the last week, Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder, I believe, he's already in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
Oh, he must be.
Yeah.
If he's not, then there's something seriously wrong.
Yeah, he has to be. Anyway, before that, we heard from Pink Floyd and Cymbeline from 1969.
It's true.
I am not as familiar with that Floyd record as you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's charming. I dig that one.
Yeah, we've played all the highlights
of
that one. There's some filler on there.
Mm-hmm.
As befits a record that was recorded drunk over a weekend, but... there's still some winners out.
Kind of like Obscured by Clouds.
Yes, that one is even...
spottier.
Very... the wheat to chaff ratio is
that one I'm
lower.
More familiar with, actually. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Free Four
is good.
Anywho.
We'll be back with more after these messages, though. Mm-hmm. More mellowness. Hold tight with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 40?
KLBB.
Yeah, Have You Never Been Mellow?
I know.
It
works out.
Mm-hmm.
Elle court la maladie d'amour dans le cœur des enfants de 7 à 77 ans. Elle chante la rivière insolente qui unit dans son lit les cheveux blonds, les cheveux gris. Elle fait chanter et s'agrandir le monde. Elle fait parfois souffrir tout le long d'une vie. Elle fait pleurer les femmes, elle fait crier dans l'ombre. Mais le plus douloureux, c'est quand on en guérit. Elle court la maladie d'amour dans le cœur des enfants de 7 à 77 ans. Elle chante la rivière insolente qui unit dans son lit les cheveux blonds, les cheveux gris. Elle surprend l'écolière sur le banc d'une classe charme innocent d'un professeur d'anglais. Elle foudroie dans la rue cet inconnu qui passe et qui n'oubliera plus ce parfum qui volait. Elle court la maladie d'amour dans le cœur des enfants. C'est à 77 ans. Elle chante la rivière insolente qui unit dans son lit les cheveux blonds, les cheveux
the French.
There's a sing-along for you.
Hootman, La Maladie d'Amour, by a fella named Michel Sardou.
Mm-hmm. That's from, it is Keitel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keitel's Emotions. And in America, it would say, as seen on TV, in German, Aus der Tave und Radio Verbung.
Fantastic.
Ja, fantastisch. Sättliche Lieder für die seltenen Stunden zu zweit.
Well put.
Tender songs for those, I believe.
Those solitary hours.
Solitary or solemn hours together.
Mm, yeah.
And look at how...
Those
look at
tender
how,
hours
look
together.
How cute these people from, well, what would appear to be 1968. However, this record
the
came out
10
years later.
The white pants and parasol.
The parasol's what sells it for me. This thing looks
Anyhow,
hilarious.
La Maladie d'Amour.
That's lovely.
Isn't that special? It's quite mellow.
We don't know anything about it other than that.
Mm-hmm. Monsieur Sardou.
We're going to...
What's there to say? the song says it all. Now...
Yes?
KLBB, Club 14, is known in industry... The music that they play, that we play, known in the industry as the nostalgia format.
Nostalgia... there's one particular trait.
Big band nostalgia.
Big band. Music of your life is a phrase that actually has taken on almost a generic term, even though it is a specific trademarked format.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we're talking about. You think of the music of yesterday, you think of the music of yesteryear.
Right.
1940s, some 30s, dipping up into the 50s.
Mm-hmm. The grandparent generation. That's when it becomes the nostalgia format. Well, we're going to get extremely nostalgic now. We are going to go back to the era of our great-grandparents, at least stylistically. A group of nutty folks connected with the Goon Show.
Goon Show being British wacky comedy along the lines of Monty Python, but even
featuring
more...
Featuring Peter Sellers, among others.
And also, what's his... Spike Milligan?
Yeah.
But being even more inherently British and... and less accessible to American audiences.
Right. In the late 50s... people associated with the Goon Show started playing the jazz age jazz of yesteryear, getting together and playing their little their banjos and ukuleles and clarinets and stuff, playing the music of the jazz age, Charleston type stuff.
Roaring 20s.
Extremely nostalgic music. This is back in the late 50s, early 60s now.
Pre-depression.
And these young bucks playing this crazy music started kind of a phenomenon in England around the turn of the 60s, and the Temperance Seven, foremost among them, had a number one hit with You're Driving Me Crazy.
So long before the swing dance craze hit America in the late 90s,
that's
and suddenly
right.
people were burning their way up the charts with music that sounded like swing dancing craziness.
The straw boater and spats craze hit England
in the
swinging 60s.
The striped all-body one-suit male swimsuit era.
Mm-hmm.
These guys. 1961, a number one hit on the British charts.
That's right.
You're Driving Me Crazy by the Temperance Seven.
Mm-hmm.
A nostalgic...
There are nine of them.
Yeah.
They call themselves the Temperance Seven.
A nostalgic look at nostalgic music of another era that's looking backwards to nostalgic music of yet another era.
There's so many levels of irony and ironic removal going on here.
Please contact us by carrier pigeon. We will then return a flow chart to you. We'll explain it all in great detail. But for now, enjoy.
Our description is going to last longer than the song. This is You're Driving Me Crazy.
That's nothing new.
The Temperance Seven.
On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Did you leave me lonely? 'Cause here's a heart that's only for nobody but you. I'm burning like a flame, dear. I'll never be the same, dear. I always place a blame, dear, on nobody but you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Oh, what did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding the sky. What did I do to you? Thank you.
knowing how to properly end the song.
Well, you know, assuming that Jeff Lynne doesn't annoy you completely, that's a pretty cool song.
Not bad.
I like it.
It's off of the Electric Light Orchestra's first album, sometimes known as No Reply.
And that's the one that Roy Wood was still involved with.
Right, but this a Lynne composition and vocals by Jeff Lynne, pointing toward the direction in which the Electric Light Orchestra would go.
Very reminiscent of Telephone Line,
mm-hmm,
in some ways.
Right.
It's nifty.
Mr. Radio by Yellow.
Before that, The Temperance 7 and You're Driving Me Crazy. 1961 is the era in which they were looking back, but we've explained that way too much.
Slavishly.
It's people doing really
replicating,
old, people doing really old music, relatively speaking, not that long ago, relatively speaking.
Right. It's just what comes around goes around.
Okay, there. We should stop. Otherwise, we're going to start telling more stories about that one. I know myself too much. I'll start flapping my gums.
Let's keep the gums in check and be back right after some messages with more of Heavy Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
That song is a culmination of all sorts of industry people coming together.
It's Foreigner with the erstwhile assistance of Thomas Dolby on keyboards.
Correct.
I did not know that until just now.
Thomas Dolby did keyboards on the entire Foreigner 4 record, which was produced by Shania Twain's husband, Mutt Lange. The guy who also worked on Def Leppard records.
Wow.
And a bunch of records by City Boy, but that's a different story.
A total nexus, a coming together of talents.
Smoothiness from 81, that's Foreigner and Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Mutt Lange, well-known producer. Gamble and Huff, well-known songwriters and producers.
Yep. This one's got that groovy intro. Gamble and Huff, the OJs, they slugged it out for a long time in the 60s before hitting it big with Gamble and Huff in 72.
Mm-hmm.
This is Family Reunion.
The OJs.
Oh, they're so smooth.
Have Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Let's take a look at the family. In the family, the father is like the head, the leader, the director. Not domineering, but showing love, guidance for everyone else in the family. That we could get all the fathers of the world to stand up and be fathers, that would be great. Then we have mothers, who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. If he is guiding in the right way, the son is definitely gonna be all right. Then we have the daughter watching her mother, because sooner or later she's gonna be a mother and she'll have her own sons and daughters. It don't just stop there with the family of yours or mine. It's a universal family under one divine purpose and one divine father. That is, if we all come together, no matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not, because you bleed.
Whatever he was talking about there, I really don't know. Family Reunion, the OJs. More to come on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14 KLBB. Now, you can have your Beatles, you can have your Rolling Stones, but to me, nothing screams 60s like that swinging vocalese, scat singing, jazz, bop, stuff that Ward Swingle and the Swingle Singers were pumping out.
Les Swingle Singers.
Mm-hmm. Out of France, Ward Swingle and his vocal group featuring Nathalie Legrand, the sister of Michel Legrand.
Movie composer.
Movie composer, guy who was responsible for the Umbrellas of Cherbourg and so forth. His deal was he formed this jazz singing group to perform vocally Baroque compositions. It's kind of an exercise in sight reading. Just like, oh, this will really get my sight reading up to snuff. I'll be sitting here making these little boop boop noises.
Well, they're looking to put into it's for warm up, but also what they wound up doing was taking the harpsichord parts and organ parts and making them all singy.
Yeah.
Look at this photograph.
I know they
look
so jolly.
You at home, try to picture, if you will, extremely ebullient, happy faces.
They won the Best New Artist Grammy in 1963. Won Grammys for Jazz Sebastian Bach or whatever the album was. I think there were two volumes. One came out in 63, one came out in 1968. This is the one that made the huge splash. And then, of course, you know, swinging 60s. Lots of the sound.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the sound originated, and then it spread to other things.
Be prepared to have your senses assaulted this summer by the Austin Powers sequel movie that's coming out, of which this music would be fitting of.
Totally. Get yourself a little MGB. Crank this while you're driving around in a little red British sports car.
It's the retro feel.
60s movie.
But the best part is, you look at these people, they're not young people, you know, doing this to be cool and stuff. These are professional.
They're serious musicians.
These people are true. This guy looks like my grandfather. This is merely their craft. This is what they were doing.
They were groovy guys. It was fugue in Re minor, or in D minor, as the case may be. If you're saying it in French, they use the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do
from 1963, the year for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell
it's
you,
Bach.
If you're talking about people doing strange vocalese things in the 60s.
Usually going to be us talking about it, but in this case it is.
Yes, well, if you're going to hear it somewhere on the same show with Ebony and Ivory and Waiting for a Girl Like You.
There you go.
Then you're definitely listening to Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
Indeed.
I'm Chuck Tomlinson.
I'm Joel Stitzel. Thank you for tuning in and listening.
Right here on AM 1400 KLBB, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and AM 1470 WLOL Brooklyn Park. It's the Twin Signals in the Twin Cities beaming a couple of hours worth of the mellow side of music each and every Sunday night.
And sometimes it swings, like the Swingle Singers.
True.
With the swing in their name.
And the guy's name was really Swingle?
Yeah, Ward Swingle.
So the double meaning to all of that is genuine, and it runs rich and deep.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Fantastic. Well,
cool.
Let us proceed with the show.
Okay.
Harry Nilsson.
Nelson is someone we're both a big fan of. We are both big fans of.
We're big fans.
We're a big collective fan of him.
And he also has the old Tin Pan Alley singer-songwriter aesthetic going for him.
True.
We played the Temperance 7 earlier in the show, where, yeah, there's some serious retro going on.
People whose music output in the 60s and 70s spoke or was influenced by an earlier era.
Right. They were men out of time. Nilsson especially.
We take this Nilsson tune from 1969. It's a favorite around my household. My girlfriend refers to it as the bubble song because he sings about them and you hear them in the song.
It ended up on the...
I don't know if he's making them.
I sure hope not. It ended up on the soundtrack to The Point as Oblio is wandering through the forest and thinking about his troubles.
Right.
It's Think About Your Troubles.
I like it. Harry Nilsson on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Sit beside the breakfast table. Think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current. Then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed you. Do, do. He died and left his body to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows it when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to, and soon this salty water,
not too good for drinking,
'cause it tastes just like a teardrop, and it comes out from a faucet,
into a teapot,
which is just about to bubble.
I asked him would he hurry, but we crawled the canyon slowly through the buyers and the sellers, through the burglar bells and the wishing well.